a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Kyle.
Hi.
And we have in Signal Land, we have Rob T. Firefly and Gila. Hang on, I have to bring you up.
Evening.
Sorry about that. And we have Alex as well.
You do. Good evening.
And this is a show we've been dreading, a show we've been anticipating in recent months. We have lost our friend Greg Newby to pancreatic cancer. News came to us today, and we're still basically processing that. Over the past several days, some of us had the opportunity to record some words for a video that Greg wanted to see before the end. I believe he was rather in control of when that would be exactly, which is something they have in Canada. And we're going to play that video of obviously just the audio part on the radio, where many people who knew him basically got to say goodbye. And in fact, Greg himself appears to say goodbye as well. But I wanted to just open it up here for the couple of minutes we have before we start playing that for anyone who wants to say any words. I'll hold off because you've heard enough of me, and plus we have overtime later on YouTube. Check our main page for that, or just go to channel 2600. Anyone? Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I will say something because I think Greg meant a great deal to me, and I think he meant a great deal to everybody in this community. And as I've said before, you know, on this program, I think, you know, every conference that we have, every Hope conference, he's still going to be part of it. There's no doubt in my mind that his spirit will endure. He left us with so much light, so much kindness. This is the type of thing that will never leave us. We'll always be channeling Greg. I think in so many ways, at every conference, every time I will get up and MC a new talk that is coming up, I will be really trying to channel Greg and that spirit and that professionalism that he brought to the conference, along with his kindness. And we lost him too soon, and I will forever regret not being able to record a video message to him. I tried to do it over the weekend. I thought we had more time, and I'll forever regret that I didn't send him a message. So I hope that what I'm saying now resonates just as much, because I wish we had more time with him. You know, his days weren't long, but they were full of light. His kindness, his memory, it's going to linger with us forever. It's going to light the sky for his family, I think, in the most glorious sense. But this is a guy who had extraordinary talent, extraordinary intellectual capacity. But I think some of his greatest qualities lied really in his sincerity and his humility and his gentleness. And these are virtues that I think really lie in the greatest part of the heart. And I'm just so grateful that he was with us for so long, and that he will have this lasting impression on us. That's I think, going to be a monument to our community.
All right. Well said, Alex. And don't doubt for a minute, he knew you were there. He knew how you felt, and you meant a lot to him as well. We'll have a bit more time for our own personal thoughts, but I do want to just play the tribute. The last communication with Greg, where he got to hear from so many of us, and we got to hear from him. And we'll be back after that. This will go about 40 minutes or so.
Hey, everyone. This is Alana. I just want to say that we said goodbye to Greg today on October 21st. Not around 1 p.m. And I really, really appreciate all of you taking the time to make a video for Greg. He got to watch them, and he really appreciated it. And he loves all of you. And he'll be missed.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg. I'm not doing too well, I'm afraid, and will probably not be with you much longer. I really want to express my thanks and appreciation for the work you did on the videos to put together sort of a farewell tour that made a huge difference in my life and really made me feel better. I love all you guys, all the friends, all the family, all of you. And thank you for being part of my life. And thank you for appreciating being part of my life.
Hey, Greg. I guess what I really want to do is thank you for making my life so much better, making so many people's lives so much more fulfilling and fun. And I guess the message I want to send to you is don't be sad. Don't be sad. We're all going down the same road, and there's so much we don't understand, so much we don't know. And in a weird way, that's comforting because it just means anything is possible. And you taught us that. Whenever there was a challenge, you took it on. You made it work. And I have no doubt that spirit is going to continue. And that is how we are always going to remember you. And that is always what's going to guide us in everything we do. So, we're all going down the road, and you're just getting there a little sooner. And I will remember all the fun and all the adventures and be inspired to do more. Thank you.
Hi, Greg. I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done. I wanted to express how much your leadership, even in this moment, has taught me about accepting life and embracing what there is for us in it. And thanks for looking out for us so much. You always had our interests, had something that you were working on to make sure we were on the right path. And I'm going to continue to share your story and uplift your spirit in my words and in my actions. And I want to wish you comfort and the utmost grace in whatever this is. And however we turn out and evolve, please continue to guide us. We love you.
Hey, Greg. It's been a while. I think the last time you and I spoke in person was probably 1981, 1982, back when you and my brother and Jason and some other guys were hanging out at Jack's house, probably plotting to take over the world, or at least Port Washington. I've enjoyed following you online with your mushing adventures up in Alaska and in Canada. And I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry that this is happening, that you're going through this. Cancer sucks. I don't know what else to say. This is hard to do, to say goodbye to somebody like this, but goodbye.
Hi, my name is Janice Westland, and I've known Greg and Alana for over 20 years, and they're both wonderful people. My favorite memory of Greg was I was looking at Facebook a couple of years ago, and I saw photographs from a race, and this was in Whitehorse, Yukon. And Greg and Alana participated in many, many races. But this was a foot race. And most people, when they're racing, they wear high-tech, athletic-type clothing, bright neon, you know, very light performance wear. And then there was a photo of Greg, and he was wearing a flannel shirt and, I think, corduroy jeans, like work clothes. And I thought, who does that? But it was the greatest thing that I ever saw. And I have that picture here for you if you can see it. And I don't think that's the first time that Greg has won in workwear or Carhartts or things like that. So, and Greg actually came in second in this race. So, Greg, my friend, that was the greatest thing I ever saw. It is a very fond memory. It's my favorite memory of you. Great job, my friend.
Hey, Greg, this is Frank. I want to recognize and celebrate the many wonderful things you've done with your robust, full life, contributing to so many people. Thanks for the memories.
Hello, Greg. Linda Cantoni here. Just wanted to say so long and thanks for all the ebooks.
Hi, Greg. Hey. I know we haven't known each other long, and I have already actually said this to you, but I just wanted to say thank you for the inspiration, Greg. Not only with all the extreme, like, running events and stuff that you've done, but just the way that you continue to do the next right thing, even when it's hard. Yeah, it's just really inspiring to me, continuing to do the next right thing. So thank you for that. And also, I love the love that you have for Alana. So, like, I've seen you guys acknowledge each other before you eat, hold hands on the way to the doctor's appointments, call each other cute names, and I think you guys celebrated 33 years together while I was there. And to be honest, like, that is life goals for me. So thank you for the inspiration. And also, I just want to say, I know I'm running out of time, but the character that you have, so I left the kettle on and went out and fed the dogs or whatever, and came back and was like, oh my gosh, I left it on, but it was off. You didn't say anything. You didn't come down and be like, you know, you could have lit the house on fire. I had to come all the way down and turn it off. Like, what were you thinking, idiot? Because you knew that I already knew. And it just shows such character, like how, I don't even know what the word is, but I thank you for being kind to me. And also, I just want to share with you my favorite joke, which is, what do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. And what do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs? Still no idea. Love ya.
Hi, Greg. Roger here. I hope you realize what a difference you made in believing in me as your amateur math teacher, programmer. You believed I could do stuff. You made me believe that I could. So now I think I've made a difference with you. Your leadership, of course, your confidence really, really made all the difference. I can't really say goodbye now, Greg, because you're always going to be with me in everything I do. You made me not just a better programmer, but a better person. So thank you, Greg. Thank you.
And that really made me think a lot about, you know, people's obligations to one another in a truly civilized society and everything. I will carry that with me for the rest of my days. I think it's incumbent on every one of us to do everything we can to, you know, assure the morality and, I guess, the success of the better part of human nature. I just want to say that I love you. You're like a big brother to me. You were that day that you saved me from that stupid kid, and you always will be in my mind. You know, and I would say that I really hope I live the rest of my days up to a standard that you would say, you know what, Ev, you did okay. You know, I have incredibly fond memories of.
Hi, Greg. We've been thinking a lot about you and Alana lately, and just wanted to send you some well wishes.
We miss you.
We miss you.
Hey, Greg. Hi, Alana. Kim and Richard here.
Hello.
We wanted to send you our love, trying to see if this video worked. maybe we'll try again tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But in case it just shoots off and we didn't know what we were doing, I just wanted to say I love you dearly. It was such a blessing to get to know you and share time with you and Ilana and a couple of our visits with the dogs. And just want to send you all my love, embracing you in this journey. And a bit of a tough deck, but you are a beam of light returning to the light, and we love you dearly. I send you all my love. Richard?
No, I fully agree with Kim. We really enjoyed our time and visits in Bancroft and when you came to visit our house. And it was always interesting talking to you. You had a pretty amazing background, and wish I had more time, as others do, to sharing your stories and adventures.
Love, love and love and warmth and big hug, and may you fly in your next journey with peace and brilliancy. I love you.
Hi, Greg. It's Rob and Gila, and we just wanted to say hi and let you know that we love you, and we are so grateful to have known you. I'll always remember how much you helped not just everyone at Hope, not just every single breathing person there, but me specifically. I mostly remember me, and I am thrilled that that I could have had you in my life, and I will never, ever forget you. You're always going to be there in spirit at Hope, and just when I do other hackery things and other artsy things and all the geeky shit that you've always been encouraging toward me, and I'll always think on you with fond memories and a special place in my heart. And I remember when I introduced Gila to you.
I walked into Hope the first time in 2016, and I said to Rob, "Who's the guy in the blue zoot suit who knows everything?" And he said, "Oh, that's Greg." And I said, "I want to meet Greg." And then I got to, and I'm so grateful that I did.
Yeah. Regarding everything you've been going through, I'm not in the habit of making idle threats, but there's going to be a strongly worded blog post directed toward whoever made these decisions, and we're just not going to stand for it. But you know, you keep on keeping on, and you know, best wishes in whatever weird ass adventure the future may hold for you. And you're never going to be gone, dude. Never.
Never.
We love you, Greg. Thank you for everything.
Hey, Greg. Dave Hardy. Hey, I didn't get a chance to tell you this when we were on our call. It was amazing to be able to see all those beautiful faces celebrating the amazing human being that you are. And I thought you'd appreciate that one of my best memories is a living memory that I've got all of the Led Zeppelin catalog courtesy of Greg Newby. And every single time that I'm going to be able to listen to some of that Led Zeppelin, I'm going to think of you. I love you, man. Thank you for being a part of this world, making it better, making my life better, making other lives better. And I'll see you on the other side. Love you.
Hey, Greg. This is Stacy Kornhauser. Long time no see. I know we only spent 2 to 3 years together in undergrad and grad at SUNY Albany, but I have to let you know that you've made always such a positive impact on my life. I know that when we first met and we were in classes together, if you said something or I said something, we both looked at one another like the other one was crazy, and I'm sure we still are crazy, but you've made such a wonderful, seriously positive impact on my life because you show me how two people who might not always see eye to eye could become best of friends. And you were definitely like that for me in college. And I also loved how you explained a certain concept. I don't remember which one anymore. But you used whale blubber and Oreos to explain it. And it was just so creative. Love you and take care.
Hi, Greg. I just wanted to say that I think that you have done a fantastic, outstanding, exceptional job at being a human. And everyone who knows you is better off for it. And I am, thanks for spending time with us and being so non-judgmental and, being a good model for everybody in terms of how to treat people and be curious in the world. I really appreciate having been at school with you and knowing you're out there doing cool shit. And I wish you safe travels.
Greg, I met you, I'm going to say, around 25, 30 years ago when I was on a train trip across the United States, which I thought was a great idea. I thought it was a great way to tour the States, and it just ended up being really painful after the first, 10 hours or so. But, I was in my 20s. We all have great ideas in our 20s, don't we? Anyway, I stayed overnight with you and Alana, and you were living in the Midwest somewhere. I don't know, Chicago, Iowa, somewhere around there. I don't remember exactly. And that was the first time I met you. I had known Alana for quite a while. And I remember that you were calm and gentle and kind, kind of stoic. And what really struck me was just how happy Alana was. And I didn't see you again for many, many years. I finally saw you again a couple years ago, and Alana was still happy. And I think that just attests to what an amazing person and husband you are. And I think if I had any to say I have any regrets, it's that I didn't get a chance to know you better. I really wish I would have gotten to see you more often and get to know you better, because you're such a special person and you're so beloved. And that just, I know that because of how Alana speaks of you and how happy she is with you. So I love you both, and this is my video.
Hi, Greg and Alana. It's Dave here in Ottawa. It's a lovely fall day. I wanted to say it's a treat working with you and to know you as well. There's some people that you think about that they're just doing it right, and I would count you among them. All the best. Take care.
Greg, just wanted to thank you for being an amazing big brother. I love you a lot. I'll miss you a lot. I'll always remember how helpful and responsive and kind you have been, and I'm so glad you came when the hurricane hit, and I discouraged you from coming, but I'm so glad you came, because I have so many fond memories of you cleaning the tree out of Vince's driveway. You offered to help. You helped me with the studio, help move the neighbor's fridge, just some of the things you've done. I appreciate all you've done, visiting the family, even though you were so far away, calling mom and dad. We'll miss you being the mediator. But we love you lots, and I'm going to miss you a lot. And you've been a great big brother, an amazing husband and father to all the dogs. And that's it for now. Love you.
Hey, Greg, it's Dorothy coming to you from Laurelhurst Park in Portland. Sending this message to say how much I care about you and love you, and how much your humor and your intelligence and your open-mindedness has meant over the years, how much I loved being at school with you, and how glad I am to have you as a friend. I'm spending the weekend singing with 100 plus other people and singing lots of songs about dying and the songs about maybe seeing each other again someday. And you are on a list of people that we are singing for this weekend, and I wanted you to know that. Love you a lot, Greg. Bye-bye.
Wanted to say I liked working with you a lot over the years, and that Distributed Proofreaders has gained a lot by the partnership with Project Gutenberg under your leadership. Wanted to share one early memory I have of working with you when I was an early general manager. We had a problem with an update with our operating system, and when it went on for a few days. Finally, we finished it, got it all ready, and it was late, late at night. And I phoned you to put the domain name system in place and reached you. You were out with your dogs, dog sledding. And I had to wait till you got back and fed the dogs. And then you reached me and did the code change with the domain name for us, which was lovely, but it was the most interesting reason for me, of the many reasons for late evenings with code and updates on systems. It was one of the strangest changes that I've ever run into, or the reasons for going to bed late, and it stayed in my memory. What a nice thing to be doing late at night. Anyway, I'm glad that I can record for you, and thank you so much for the work you've done.
Hi, Greg. Ed Coffey here from my backyard in Vermont, sending you all the best and just having so many happy memories of you and I together. Best neighbor kid could have. All those countless cribbage hands and the hours of Monopoly we used to make, making our own money, to that 50-mile hike in Chesterfield, and why they'd ever let us do that by ourselves, I'd never know. But we did. We did it. And so many wonderful memories, my friend. Miss you and love you and all my best, and rest easy, my friend. All right. Take care.
Hey, Greg, it's Bill Pollack. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed working with you. You were always a calm presence amidst the occasional storm, and I knew I could always rely on you. I'm wishing you peace and comfort. I'll be thinking of you.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. You were like a family to me, and you guys helped me so much. And I hope that you had a pleasant time on Earth and that you did everything you wanted to do. And me and Sneaky are sending you lots of love.
Hey, Greg. I'm just so grateful to have worked with you to help bring the hope to a world we saw was grown darker. I'm thankful to have known you. Rest well, old friend.
Hey, Greg, just stopping in to tell you how much I love you and appreciate you for everything you have done for me. I love you.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Lana. I wanted to take the chance to drop you a little message on here and saying that I have very fond memories of all of us at the races last winter, the ones you organized. I was very impressed with the way you put everything and everyone together for those events. So I feel very grateful that I was able to be a part of it. I was also super happy to see you both at IBEX during the Dryland event. It was such a beautiful day for you to come out. And I also want to let you both know that, Alana, you have my support, okay, with dogs, with life, with anything you may need. So just know that. And there is a community behind you as well. I'm not alone. So feel free to reach out when you feel that you need that little extra help, or even just to sit quietly together. I really appreciate you both, and I wish you, Greg, a peaceful journey. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hello from Allard Bay. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to everything you did for us, and Thank you for the trust that you gave us and everything you taught us about mushing and living in a really remote place. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's an experience that we'll treasure for our whole lives. And I just wanted to say thank you to you and Alana, because I think one thing that you guys taught me was how important it is to be kind to each other. It was so nice to witness your special bond while we were there and remind myself when I'm feeling really grumpy at Martin to be kind to one another. Thanks so much.
Greg, this is Tariq Al-Azawi. I miss you very much. I always remember how much of a friend and a colleague you are. You have been always very supportive and instrumental throughout my career. You have been also a very, very good friend. I recall when we got together always in Alaska, when we went to China together, when we mentored our students jointly, many of whom, by the way, are very, very successful right now in very big companies, thanks to your help and mentoring them. I love you, man.
Hi, Greg. We are right now in Japan, in Osaka, and we are already again waiting for our next ship. This time it will go from Japan to Shanghai in China tomorrow. So we wanted to make a short video, and we know you from the conversations we had personally while our stay in the Yukon.
But most of all, we know you from the conversations we had with Ilana, who is full of love with you. During our walks with the thinkers, she shared so many stories about you, and what I personally will, for example, always remember is when she said that she is so much in love with your brain. And we clearly understand why she said that, because your sharp mind is also something that comes first into our mind when we think about you. Even though we only had a short time with you, we will always remember you as a very gentle, kind, and intelligent person.
We feel very grateful for having had the chance to come to yours and Ilana's home. We feel very grateful for having had the opportunity of being part of your wonderful dog family for a few weeks. And yes, we will always remember our times in the Yukon.
If it's okay for you, we would like to write a story about you on Polar Steps. This is our travel blog, because we would like to share your story with our friends and family back home. And we would like to always remember you and keep you in our memories. We are so sorry for everything you're going through right now. And for the time ahead, we wish you calm, strength, and everything you need. Thank you so much for the time we have, and all the best for you.
Hey, Greg. Greetings from Berlin. Sorry, I can't be there with you on your last days. And, yeah, you've had a big impact on my life, and I appreciate it so much. And yeah, whatever it all means, I wish you the best, and bye for now.
Hey Greg, this is Aesthetix, and it's always difficult to do these, but they're important nonetheless. Taking a few notes. So the first and most obvious is that you are absolutely critical to the success of Hope, and past, present, and future, even though you don't know it, it's going to succeed in the future because of you, and also 2600 as well. And you've been there so many times when I needed it, and I'm eternally grateful. Another thing I should note is that I'm not always the most kind, and I found that you are a very good counterpart because you have eternal kindness, and you have a graceful way to handle situations, and because of this, I've learned so much from you. And I'm just very grateful that I've been able to know you and work with you. And in general, with all the things that you have done and who you are, I have a great admiration for your life that you have led. And to be quite blunt, I think that you being around has made the world a better place. Thank you for everything, and we'll always remember you.
Hey, Greg. Being part of your life this summer was a mind-altering experience for the both of us. Seeing where you and your wonderful partner were in life will remain forever impactful on the way we will lead ours. It will provide us with gratitude, motivation, and guidance. We are certain that we are not the only ones having those thoughts when thinking of you, Craig. We were only able to grasp a glimpse of your intelligence and your genius. But good Lord, we were impressed by your ideas. I especially appreciated the guidance of a fellow man, in which hierarchy didn't play a role, and I was given a chance to try and grow. You're going to have to teach me knots in another place and time, and I'm really looking forward to that. In each direction, present, future, and past, your existence has coined us and will continue to do so.
On a more profane note, you'll be forever stuck in our memories by showing us how to fix the damn exhaust with Pepsi cans. An anecdote we'll be sharing laughingly and proudly for the rest of our lives with our friends and loved ones. Following your principle, we are sure we'll find the best solutions for the broken exhausts of our lives. We are far away now, but we will try to help keeping up the life you built and support the beautiful partner who loves you so dearly.
Till someday again, in the deepest imaginable gratitude, Jan
and Leo.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted you to know from the bottom of my heart that my heart just goes out to you and Alana, thinking about you a lot, and I just wanted to do this short video to thank you. I want to say that I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for being a good brother to Jody and being kind and sweet in your spirit and showing interest in our kids. That means a lot, and I thank you for that, and I appreciate you, and I want to let you know that I'm available. If you want to have a private conversation, just call me, and we can talk together. I love you, and, you know, I'm just thinking about you, and I'm glad to do this video.
Hey, Greg, and hey, Alana. Sending so much love to both of you in this very big and very brave life transition you're embarking on. I was just reflecting back over Channel Rock. I'm actually wearing the fleece that I bought right before heading there so many years ago, and what a journey it's been. I know it's been years since we've really connected, but looking back over old emails, you know, the zest for life, the curiosity, the kindness, the enthusiasm you had for all of us in our big life adventures shines through, and those are the big memories I'm going to be carrying forward. So just sending so much love to both of you and courage for this big life step you're about to embark on. So,
greetings, Greg and family. I want to be here to tell you how important Greg's work has been with Project Gutenberg and in information science as a whole, but largely his continuous advocacy for free access to information and for being able to manage a very diverse worldwide group of contributors in a very complex operation that is a great gift to the world. No telling what would have happened if Greg hadn't have stepped in. Greg, I really appreciate your work and you as the person that I got to know in Chapel Hill at Sills. It's hard to say the many things and the complex things and the good things that you've brought to make the world, not just mine, but overall, a better place.
Hi, Greg. You're a person that, when I see your face, I get this overwhelming feeling that things are in place and that everything will be okay. I would feel a surge of confidence to go forth with whatever task was at hand. You show such kindness and patience when sharing your knowledge about how to get things done. And your tutelage with me with the Hope website was patient and clear. And I like the way you showed appreciation for my work. Knowing and working with you has elevated my sense of myself. Your confidence is infectious. You work with machines in order to help people. I am a person, and I personally have experienced the love you have for your fellow humans. I love you.
Say hey.
Hey, Uncle Greg. We just wanted to send our love to you guys, and I just want to thank you again for being a part of my life and for loving me and loving my daughter, and we're going to miss you. Both, I love you.
Love you.
Hey, Greg. There were a few people that really meant a lot to me in grad school, and you were one of those people. I just can't tell you how much you seeing me and appreciating me right where I was meant to me, and still follows me around. And I'm just sending you all the hugs. I'll send you a little heart piece to see you on your way.
Hi, Greg. I just wanted to say thank you for the work that we've done together on Project Gutenberg over the past year and a half or so. It's been fun, and even though it hasn't been that long, it's been really good, I think. So certainly one of the best things that I've done to date. So thank you for that. And I will keep working on Project Gutenberg, and I'm entirely sure that many others will too. So we'll try our best to carry on the sort of work that you've done so much of, and yeah, we'll try our best to do that. And yeah, thank you again.
Hey, Greg, this is Bob Say. I just wanted to say thank you for everything I learned from you, both personal and technical, at Syracuse University and the University of Illinois. Having someone who I was familiar with at the University of Illinois, such a big place, was super helpful for me in my graduate student years. Thanks.
Hi, Greg. I wanted to show you something that you may not have seen since you left Ontario, and that's the fall colors, and to say how grateful I am that I got to visit in February and that you took me on a great dog sled run. And I know you said it was the B team, but honestly, it was A-plus fun. That's corny, I know. But I just wanted you to know that it was great visiting with you guys, and that honestly, nobody rocks the blue Carhartt coveralls like Greg Newby. Thanks.
Hi, Greg. Though I have not known you for a very long time, I certainly felt right away the enormity of your kindness and your caring spirit. You have been inspiring. You are inspiring through your love of running, your adventurous heart, and of course, the love of all the stinky dogs that made our paths cross. I'm really grateful for the time that we did share, and more recently, even in that harder time. Your warmth and compassion will always stay with me and with everyone fortunate enough to know you. Big hugs to you, and even bigger love to you, Elena, and all your dogs.
And we've been listening to about 40 minutes of a video made by people who knew Greg Newby, our good friend who has passed away. Greg was a super important part of everything having to do with our particular community, including the Hope Conference, 2600 Magazine, Off the Hook. As you can hear, he had so many other people who loved him and who were a part of his world. And, you know, I got to say, listening to all that, it makes you wonder, how did he manage to do so very much? I mean, he was, I heard Port Washington mentioned. Of course, there was Whitehorse, Bancroft, Ontario. He'd spent time in Saudi Arabia. He lived in North Carolina, University of Illinois, Syracuse. The list goes on and on. And in all of those places, he seemed to find more people who just realized how amazing he was and how inspirational he was. And we won't see his like again, for sure, but we will always be stronger for having been a part of his world. Ilana, his partner, asks that any donations people wish to make be made to Project Gutenberg, which was a passion of his, one of his many passions. Sled dogs was another passion, supercomputers, the world of hacking, just so many things. But that's Gutenberg.org, G-U-T-E-N-B-E-R-G.org. In the moments we have left, I'd like to open it up to everyone here, Kyle, Alex, Rob, Gila, and of course we will be going to overtime on YouTube at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and that is Channel 2600 on YouTube, or the link on the top of the 2600 page, which if you go to the 2600 page right now, you'll see a tribute to Greg. That will last about 15 seconds before you land on the regular page, and I think he would have been embarrassed by that, but, he deserves that and so much more. Rob, did you have something?
Yeah, I wanted to quickly relay a comment from Mastodon from Esther Payne, who was a Hope speaker. She spoke at Hope 2020, and she said, "I remember he was very kind during Hope 2020 when I was giving my remote presentation. He looked after us in the Matrix room. I'm quite sad." And I looked at this comment and I thought that so encapsulates everything he was at Hope and at his other endeavors and in the lives of everyone who knew him. He was the very kind man who looked after us.
I'll say. He certainly was. And the fact that he was looking after people on the digital connection as well as in person was simply incredible. And, of course, this year he wasn't able to make it because of his illness, but that didn't stop him from helping remotely. And that just, that's who he was. That's who he was, and hopefully that's who we will always be by extension. Alex, go ahead.
I think we should also remember Greg was a fighter, too. He fought this cancer. He fought for Project Gutenberg. He fought so many ridiculous lawsuits that had to deal with access rights. And for that, I'll leave tonight's program by saying, as Catullus said in farewell to his brother, Frater, Awe Akwe Wale, which means hail and farewell.
Well, if you have any memories you'd like to share, comments, observations, you can either join us at 8 o'clock. We'll be taking phone calls on overtime. Or you can write to us, oth@2600.com. And another thing you can do is help support WBAI, because this station, even though Greg was in the Yukon, this station meant a lot to him as well, because oftentimes he was a guest on our show and was able to share what he was going through at the moment, whether it was the aftermath of a hurricane in North Carolina or various lawsuits that he had to contend with involving Project Gutenberg and all kinds of other struggles and issues that we are all facing in the world of technology. One of a kind. But, you know, I want people to know that there is so much in this community, in this world that we choose to be a part of. The world of high tech, the world of curiosity, the world of mischief. And there's a bit of Greg in all of us. And he would want us to seek that out and to use it for all it's worth. So let's let Greg's memory be an inspiration to us and something that we always look back on fondly. Speaking of looking back on things, on Hope.net, his first conference was in 2000. H2K was the conference. All of the talks that he gave, as well as all of the intros that he gave to other talks, are found there on our YouTube channel, Channel 2600. All right, that's it for us here. We'll be back next week with another broadcast program on WBAI. Again, oth@2600.com is our email address. We will be starting overtime in just a few minutes, 8 o'clock on YouTube channel 2600. Have a good night, everyone.